Yeah, how was time spent with the fam during the pandemic? How many kids you got now?
I've got four.
How old are they?
My oldest is 5. She's turning 6 this year. My youngest is 4 months old, 5 months old. So I love it. It's been amazing. I think for a lot of people, the pandemic's been really tough, really hard. But for me, it's been some of the best moments of my life, because I've actually got to be present and be a dad and be a husband for the first time. And I told my daughter last night, I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to be going back out on tour soon. And she was so devastated. Oh. She was so sad. And I was like, yeah, but think about all this time I've got to spend at home with you. So, you know, it's going to be tough, I think, going back out on the road. But there's so many things that I've got to do that I wouldn't have done in the past, and things that I would normally have missed if I was always on the road. So it's also opened my eyes a lot too, to really put my foot down and say, no, we're not going to do this tour because we've just done two, you know, whereas before, if we're told, oh, well, you're going to do another tour, we'd be like, oh, I guess we have to, that's just the way it is. But I think now this has really opened our eyes. We're like, no, we've done two. We're going to stay home for a few months and then we'll go back later on, you know.
And that's awesome. You're able to get to that point while your kids are still so young, you know,
yeah.
and realize now that you've got the opportunity to do it the right way as a dad. And that's way cool, man. As a parent, having kids is the craziest thing that could ever happen in life. You know, because they're little yous, which is weird, you know, year by year. Watching them turn into their own little person. It's insane. There's no way to describe it unless you've got your own, you know?
And that's what's so funny too, because people say that, don't they? And no one really gets it. But then once you have had kids, you're like, oh, they were right. You know, it's not like just a cliche thing that parents say. Like, it's legit. Like, even like time. Oh. How does time go by so fast? I have no idea. And again, it sounds like a cliche, but I have no idea how my daughter turned 5 years old already, and she's turning 6. I'm like, wait, what? And then I think about things. I'm like, well, hang on a minute. If 6 years, 5.5 years has just flown by like that, I only have 2 more of those until she's leaving.
Yeah. You
know what I mean? I'm like, what the hell's going on right now? I'm a third of my way through her living at home with me. It's insane. It's scary. Sad.
It is, especially when, yeah, like we started pretty young, me and my wife. So we were 20 when our first was born, and now she's 18, which is mind boggling to me, and, you know, ready to move out. And it's like, well, no. And now I see why my mom didn't want me to go. It's like, no, it's fun having you here. You know, now you're old enough to watch fun movies, and she's really into live shows. And, you know, come on, stick around the house for a while.
Yeah, we can still have fun. And it's funny because I think, like, it's so funny. I was watching, have you watched Modern Family before?
Only a little bit.
Yeah, I watched it years ago when it came out, and I just started it from the beginning again. I was watching an episode last night, and their oldest daughter is, their middle daughter is starting high school, and the mom's freaking out and she's crying, and the whole episode's her having these breakdowns, and the dad's like, what's going on? Like, blah, blah, blah. And then she stops him for a second and she goes, don't you remember when Haley, their oldest, used to come running at you when you came home from work and be like, dad, you're home, and jump on you and be like, oh. And then he remembered, and she was like, when was the last time she did that? And he went, oh. And he just starts like crying. And I was like, this is a stupid family sitcom. And I'm about to cry my eyes out. So I'm like, whoa, no, wait, this can't be happening. This can't be real life. My wife sat there like, I warned you. it's crazy. It really is.
Yeah. Many years ago, I heard a phrase that one day it hit me years after it happened, but that, you know, one of these days you're going to pick your kid up and put him down for the last time. And
oh.
That about me.
Oh, no.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Ben.
That's a great birthday and Christmas gift. Next time it's my mom's birthday, I'd be like, you can pick me up.
Exactly. I know. I think I'm going to have to go home and pick my daughter up just for fun anyway. So it can never be the last time.
Oh, it's terrible. I don't like that at all.
I know, man. It popped in my head. I'm like, oh, should I tell him that? I might as well.
You've ruined my day.
All right. Well, then we'll just transition here. Are you good on time, dude? I know you've given me a lot of time today. I appreciate that, man.
I'm good. It's not like I got four kids waiting for me or anything.
Yeah.
No, no, I'm good. I'm good, man.
I mean, I just had, you know, a couple of listener questions. They were asking if there's, you know, your series that came out, Paradise City, during the pandemic. It was great, man. I could say you're a killer actor, dude. You're a man of many talents.
Thanks.
Are there going to be any more of that acting? Any more Paradise City Part 2? Anything like that?
I'm not really too sure. You know, I think as far as Paradise City goes, obviously I've already committed to season one and American Satan. And so that character was an early on commitment. So if I get approached to do season two, chances are I'll probably do it to reprise that role and keep going. But as far as other acting stuff, I really enjoyed doing American Satan in Paradise City. So for a while, I was like, I'm going to pursue this. It was fun. It was a new way for me to be artistic. And it pushed me, which is, you know, in a different way that music does. So I enjoyed it. But I think, again, just with this pandemic and realizing how much of my kids' lives I've already missed and how much you do miss, I'm just like, gee, you know what? I don't want to do anything else that takes me away from them any more than I have to be. And so, you know, asking Alexandria and my family, that they're really the only things I have the desire to pursue, you know, and I think doing anything else takes me away from both of those things. And so to me, it's not really something that I'm all that interested in doing anymore.
Right on, man. Well, yeah. I want to let you get back to being dad. So, you know, go pick your kids up, each one of them. And
not for the last time.
No. And I look forward to seeing you guys when you hit the road again. You know, thanks for all the times over the years. You've been very nice to me in person and so cordial. You're just great with the fans and us radio DJs. So can't thank you guys enough. And I can't wait to hear more new music, man. Go ahead and give us another new EP anytime.
Oh, it's coming.
Sweet. Thanks, Ben. You have a good one, man.
Thank you so much, man. Have a good day, dude.
You too. Peace.
Cheers.